Good morning. Yesterday we saw the psak of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Asur lavor keneged amispalalin betoch arba amos. It's prohibited to pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei within four amos of that individual davening Shmoneh Esrei. And then, as Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shulchan Aruch tell us, v'davka lifneim, this prohibition applies specifically and exclusively in front of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei, aval b'tzideim, but on their sides, mutar lavor, it's permitted to pass by somebody on the sides of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei v'lamod, and also to stand in that area. So today, we're going to look at what does the Kabbalah, what does the Zohar say on this very topic, and we'll see that the Zohar is in fact more machmir than we have it al pi halacha. So the Zohar says as follows. This is in Parshas Chayisara. Human detzale, somebody who is davening here means Shmona Esrei, Asir lemiavar arba amos amichle. It is prohibited to pass within four amos of that individual who is davening, v'ukmua lahani arba amos l'kol satar, and they established that these four amos are on all sides of the individual davening Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, when we saw the halacha, it did not include the sides, only in front. And here the Zohar is telling us it applies on the sides as well, bar lekame, with the exclusion of in front. Let's leave off the exclusion of in front in a little bit. It can't possibly mean that it's permitted to pass right in front of the individual, even within four amos. Let's get back to that in a little bit. So the Magen Avraham focuses on this Zohar, and he says we learn from here that yesh iser lavor gam mitzdadei amispala. Based on the Zohar, there's a prohibition not only to pass in front, but also on the sides of the person who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, not like Rabbeinu Yonah, not like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, who are of the view that the prohibition only applies in front, but not on the sides. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings this Zohar as well, that there is a problem not only walking in front of somebody, but walking on the sides of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei within four amos of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei on his sides as well. So Chumrah number one that we see in this Zohar is the prohibition applies not only in front, but on the sides as well. But if we look at the language of the Zohar, the bar lekameh, with the exception of in front, there's a second Chumrah of the Zohar, and that is that when it comes to walking in front of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, it applies not only within four amos in front of him, but even more than that, even outside of the four amos, there would be a prohibition of walking in front of the person davening the Shmoneh Esrei. So we have two chumras in the Zohar over what the psak is in the Shulchan Aruch. So how do we paskin? So the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim say that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah, that the whole problem is only in front, walking within four amos in front of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, nonetheless, yesh lachshosh lechatchila leshitas haZohar, we have to be concerned, at least on the lechatchila basis, for the opinion of the Zohar, that we should be careful also to not walk on the sides within four amos of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei. So we see there that some of the premier poskim of the Sfaradim are choshes. They want to be concerned. They say lechatchila, we should be strict like the opinion of the Zohar. Nonetheless, the Orach HaShulchan, one of the great Achronim of the Ashkenazim, say that in fact there's no machlokis between the Zohar and the Gemara and the Halach and the Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, he says that the Kavana of the Zohar is simply to say that there's a prohibition for amos in front of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei. He reads the Zohar in a different way. He reads it as follows. Man detzale, somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, is prohibited to pass within four amos of that individual, and it is established that it is permitted to pass on the sides of the person. The whole problem, bar lekameh, the whole problem is in front of him, that in front of him there is a prohibition to go within four amos, but on the sides there's no prohibition whatsoever. So he has a very different way of reading the Zohar, and his view is there's no machlokas between the Zohar and the Shulchan Aruch, that you only have to be concerned of walking in front of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, not on the sides of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei. Have a wonderful day.